Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Say Class. 欢迎来到随时练英语，我是 Jimmy. So, hey guys, how's everything going? I'd like to check up on you. And it's on Sunday, right? That's right, it's on Sunday. So, it's time for some jokes. 那又到了我们周日的笑话时刻。Okay, so let's see today's joke. All right, ready? Here we go. A dog owner claimed that his pet, when given money, would go to the news stall to buy a paper.His friend insisted on a demonstration and handed the dog some money. The dog trotted off. But an hour later, he had still not returned with a paper. How much did you give him? Asked the owner. $5. Well, that explains it. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie. All right, did you get it?
这个笑话大家听懂了吗
Okay. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie.That's what makes it funny. But anyway, we're going to explain it, why is it so funny. But now let's come to the vocabulary master.
那么下面我们来看今天要掌握的一些重点单词。
Claim, claim,
声称。
News stall, news stall,
售报亭。
Insist on, insist on,
坚持。
Demonstration, demonstration,
演示。
Trot off,
Trot off, 小步跑开。
All right, okay, so one sentence really explained the joke. Well, that explains it. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie.
我们看狗主人呢一开始就说哈自己的狗啊只要你给他几块钱他就一定会帮你买报纸是吧。A
dog owner claimed, 他声称哈 his pet, when given money,
啊这个地方其实是省略了一个哈 when,You give him some money, 他就直接用了一个被动语态哈 when given money, 那么我们也可以在写作或者是表达的时候都可以这样去表达哈用 when 直接加上这个动作啊动词它的过去分词啊就可以了 when given money, 当他被给了这个钱的时候他就会帮你去买报纸啊 would go to the news stalls to buy a paper, 那么他的朋友不相信坚持说呀你给我示范一个给我演示看一下哈 insisted on a demonstration, 于是呢就给那狗给了多少钱不知道哈 some money,然后那狗就跑开了哈 The dog trotted off. 但是一个小时之后呢还没见踪影啊 But an hour later, he had still not returned with a paper. 于是呢这个狗主人就说你到底给他多少钱 How much did you give him? 那么这朋友说给了 $5, 给了他$5。于是这人就说啊 OK, that explains it. That explains it. 那就是了啊这就对了是吧 That explains it. 啊这个是口语中经常常用的了哈就是说某个事儿你这么做那就对了那就是这样的了哈 That explains it. 所以说你当你给他五块钱的时候他就看电影去了。当然我们知道这个狗当然不可能看电影是吧那往往在笑话当中呢就有一些会把人的一些行为哈转移到其他物体像动物啊其他的这个物体的身上以此呢来制造一些笑料。下面呢我们来学习发音与连读。
A dog owner claimed that his pet would give him money would go to the news stalls to buy a paper.
啊首先 a dog owner, 复合名词所以重音应该是在 dog 上面。
A dog owner claimed, ed 不读了 claimed that his pet,
啊这里很轻的一个音啊
that his pet when given money would go to, would,
啊这个的也是一样不读
would go to,
啊 to 也是把它弱读为非常轻的一个音。
Would go to the news stall
还是复合名词所以说重音是在 news
would go to the news stall to buy a paper
buy 和 paper 中读
His friend insisted on a demonstration and handed the dog some money the dog trotted off but an hour later he had still not returned with the paper
第二句
His friend insisted on
啊，这里连起来啊，舌尖呢要弹一下
insisted on. His friend insisted on a demonstration.
Demon, 发这个音的时候口腔放松、啊、完全是一个自然的状态。然后 tra, 受到 s 的影响所以说呢发音时候不松气听起来像 dra,
demonstration, on a demonstration, and
还是弱读
and handed the dog some money. The dog trotted off,
连起来 the dogTrotted off,
but an hour later, 那个特的不读了 but
an hour, 那个 h 呢其实是完全可以被省略，所以说连起来就是 an hour、啊、很轻。 An hour later, he had still not 也是一样 not 特就不读了。 He had still not returned, ed 也是不读、啊、基本上听不到。 Still not returned with the paper。How much did you give him? Asked the owner. $5. Well, that explains it. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie. 来看第三句。How much did you, 啊，这个同话我们见的太多了哈。Did you, 很常见的一个连读。前后音节连起来，然后变成了另外一个音。Did you? How much did you give him? Give him, 啊 ,H, 同样是被省略，然后 V, 连过去。Give him. How much did you give him? Asked the owner. Ask. The ed 不读了，然后 the owner 后面是元音，所以读 the owner. $5. Well, that explains it. That explains it. When you give him 啊一样的连读 ，when you give him $5, he goes to a 连起来啊都是元音的连读啊 ，he goes to a movie.那么学完发音技巧之后呢，下面呢我们来进行逐句的跟读模仿。首先是第一句，慢速跟读，准备好，开始。A dog owner claimed that his pet, when given money, would go to the news stall to buy a paper.
很好，下面是长速。
A dog owner claimed that his pet, when given money, would go to the news stalls to buy paper.
第二句，首先呢是慢速，做好准备，开始。
His friend insisted on a demonstration and handed the dog some money. The dog trotted off, but an hour later, he has still not returned with the paper.
很好，下面是长速跟读，准备好，开始。
His friend insisted on a demonstration and handed the dog some money. The dog trotted off, but an hour later, he has still not returned with a paper.
第三句，首先呢是慢速跟读。准备好，开始。
How much did you give him? Asked the owner. $5. Well, that explains it. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie.
很好，下面是长速跟读。准备好，开始。
How much did you give him? Asked the owner. $5. Well, that explains it. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie.
下面是整句的合成练习。那么首先是慢速跟读。准备好，开始。
A dog owner claimed that his pet, when given money, would go to the news stall to buy a paper.His friend insisted on a demonstration and handed the dog some money. The dog trotted off. But an hour later, he has still not returned with the paper. How much did you give him? Asked the owner. $5. Well, that explains it. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie.
非常好，那么下面是长速跟读，准备好，开始。
A dog owner claimed that his pet, when given money, would go to the news stall to buy a paper.
His friend insisted on a demonstration and handed the dog some money. The dog trotted off. But an hour later, he had still not returned with the paper.
How much did you give him? Asked the owner.
$5. Well, that explains it. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie.
学完本课之后呢，不要忘了进行打卡，提交作业。
A dog owner claimed that his pet, when given money, would go to the news stall to buy a paper.